Thank you, Emma, and we all wish you and your team a very happy Christmas too. Track 2. The more booze I get, the better. Sleeping Beauty might slumber, but Beverly Callard will be making sure audiences at this year's Norwich Theatre Royal Pantomime are wide awake.
I'm hoping I'm not going to be too frightening, laughed the actor, who played barmaid Liz MacDonald in Coronation Street for 32 years and is about to transform into an evil fairy. I'm a bit old for princesses and the goodies are not as interesting to play anyway, said Beverly, who moved to Norfolk last year. They're all a bit drippy. The more booze I get, the better. She is thrilled to be starring in her local pantomime. I love living here and I love the way the theatre is such a traditional one. The panto is so family orientated, she said. The Theatre Royal version of the fairy tale follows the Queen, pantomime dame stalwart Richard Gauntlet, returning for his 23rd Norwich panto season, and the Good Fairy, brilliant Norfolk-born Jo Trissini, on their journey to save Sleeping Beauty, Millie O'Connell, one of the original queens in Six, the musical, from a century of sleep, with a prince, Hamilton star, Carl Queensborough, in tow, and frustrated at every turn by the evil fairy. I'm so looking forward to a live audience, said Beverly. I love television as well, but I love the feeling that comes back from a live audience, whether it be a straight play, a comedy or a pantomime. You instantly know their reaction, and the more they boo me, the better. I can't wait. Beverly left Coronation Street in 2020. I love playing Liz. Her scripts were amazing. She was never boring, ever. But I just decided that it was time, mainly because I wouldn't have been able to do things like this and I needed to do other things. So I made the massive decision to leave for good after 32 years. Suddenly, she no longer needed to live near the studio and, eager for a new start, realised she could relocate. After Beverly and her husband, John, visited a friend in Rollesby near Yarmouth, they decided to move to Norfolk. As we were driving home, we just said, it's amazing round here. We sold our house in the north and found a house here, in the Waveney Valley near Beccles. It's very different from the cobbles of Coronation Street, and I also don't have to prance around in a wonder bra and miniskirts. Never again! Where we live is amazing. We have a pond in our garden and 17 ducks that come and tap on our window to be fed. We spend a fortune on duck food. Our two dogs have no prey drive and just stand next to the ducks. It's not a great grand house, it's just a very normal house, but it's surrounded by fields. In a way, Norfolk is a new start. I had very severe clinical depression in 2010. I was hospitalised and very heavily medicated. I had to undergo 12 sessions of electroconvulsive therapy and John became my carer. I was in hospital for months and very poorly after that. Consequently, our income dropped and we had massive financial problems. Norfolk has given me a new beginning. The pace of life we have now is a little bit slower and I love that. I was told off by a canoeist for speeding. I was doing 6 miles an hour instead of 4. Won't make that mistake again. We've bought a boat on the Broads, a 30-foot Broads cruiser from 1977. We've ripped the inside out and we're doing it up. Honestly, we love it. If I could afford it, I'd do that all the time. We love doing up houses and knocking walls down. And if I could afford it, I would have no makeup on for the rest of my life. I'd have broken nails, jogging pants and just be doing loads of plastering and all that. Although Beverly says she will never return to Coronation Street, she's grateful for her dramatic storylines. One that springs to mind is when Liz was married to Jim. I was a battered wife. He battered Liz and we shot it at 2 a.m. in winter. I had to lie in the snow in a backless lycra mini dress. I've never been so cold in my life. Just before the episode was screened, all the media found out and the main news at 10 said, if you see a woman lying near a road in a mini dress, it's Liz. Help her. Help her and give her a lift. For that episode, we got 27.2 million viewers. Beverly said she got almost as cold taking part in I'm a Celebrity in 2020 when the steamy Australian jungle was replaced by a wintry Welsh castle. The worst thing was the creepy crawlies. I'm an arachnophobe. Also, it was absolutely freezing and the shower was a watering can with tepid water. It was horrendous trying to wash the bugs out of your hair under the drip, drip, drip. Horrible. The best part, though, was the people. After the first few episodes, the producers said we were all getting on too well and they were going to mix it up. But because of COVID and everything everyone had been through, they wanted it to be more feel-good television. The 12 of us will be friends for life. But our real love is acting. I don't really enjoy appearing as Beverly. I'm not a presenter. I'm an actor. What I love about my job is getting the script, and you know a writer that has agonised to get the words on the page. My job is to make those words become a real person, and I love that. This Christmas, she has plenty of pantomime villainry to have a wicked way with. Between shows, she will be enjoying a family Christmas. She's been married 4 times and she and John, a builder, have 5 children and 6 grandchildren between them. I'm like a child at Christmas. I absolutely love it, she said. Sleeping Beauty, the fairy's tale, runs at Norwich Theatre Royal from the 9th of December to the 7th of January 2024.
Norwich Child Panto star Cameron Echo Scott sang and danced her way through hair loss and is now starring in the Norwich Theatre Royal pantomime for the 3rd year running. 11-year-old Cameron has all the sparkle of a born performer and is a gifted singer and dancer, a natural actress and an expert on alopecia, or hair loss. She was just 7 when her exceptionally long and luxuriant hair began falling out, first in patches and now completely. After a single day of tears, she simply got on with life. No hiding away, no self-pity, and no allowing alopecia to scupper her dreams. Instead, Cameron carried on dancing. She has now danced her way into 3 Theatre Royal pantomimes, playing an apprentice fairy in Sleeping Beauty, The Fairy's Tale, this year. She was also named winner of the 2023 Hannah Dennis Alopecia Awareness Award by national charity Alopecia UK. Her parents, Victoria and Alex, are hugely proud of their daughter and impressed by the way she has coped with losing her hair. While they felt helpless, Cameron was determined to get on with her life. Cameron, who lives in Norwich's Golden Triangle with her parents and little sister, Soraya, has become used to explaining the complex autoimmune condition. It doesn't like my hair and it thinks it's a virus that needs destroying, said Cameron. She has talked about alopecia on BBC Breakfast and has been filmed for a documentary and raised money for Alopecia UK with bake sales. I no longer wear my wig, so people can see my alopecia all the time, and I'm happy to talk to people about it, said Cameron. Mum, Victoria, said, it's like Samson and Delilah, but the other way around. Samson lost his strength when he lost his hair, but her hair came off and her confidence blossomed. Her role in Sleeping Beauty, The Fairy's Tale, sees her working in the wish factory of the Land of Best Wishes, learning how to make people's wishes come true. Cameron began ballet classes as a young child. She was just dancing all the time, said Victoria. She doesn't walk across the room if she can dance across. Victoria works in education and Alex in finance, and Victoria said, neither of us knew much about singing or dancing or the theatre. Raising awareness allowed Cam to take back control over the alopecia. Alopecia is not happening to Cam. Cam is happening to alopecia. Cameron plays an apprentice fairy in Sleeping Beauty, The Fairy's Tale at Norwich Theatre Royal, performing as part of a team of 4 fairies. There are alternating shows with 2 more teams of children.